Hey everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scoops for the 6th of April. So, there's quite a lot of aspects going on today. The first one is Mars making a contraparallel to Chiron. Then Mercury makes a semi-square to Mars. The Moon enters void, of course, as well at 6:13 p.m. And Venus also makes a sextile to Pluto, so there's quite a bit going on. So Mars's contraparallel to Chiron is exact today at 1:09 a.m. and leaves around the 12th of April, but still going to influence us to around the 14th. So spiritually, when Mars makes a contraparallel to Chiron, so it's like an opposition, same energy as that. So our Mars nature, our assertive nature, is opposing our Chiron. So archetypically, Chiron in astrology represents our wounded healer, and Mars represents our assertiveness, our motivation drives, our sex drives and other drives as well. So ultimately, the best use of this energy is to dig deep into our psychological, emotional and spiritual wounds, as well as looking in the ways that we can use spiritual practices or any other things. You know, some people, it's listening to heavy metal music or gaming, going for walks, jumping on a rebounder, doing weights. What is it that you need that can help you get more in touch with your deeper emotional needs and support you in your transformational process as well? Karmically, this energy can bring forward or to our attention from our psyche and deep down, or other people may trigger our wounds, and the focus can be on our past actions in this life and other lifetimes, and our unresolved kind of like karmic debt. So as I said, unresolved psychological and emotional and physical wounds as well. It's a time where we need to really face the consequences of our past actions or experiences that have happened to us, and confront the patterns that have been holding you back from living a healthy life. It supports us healing and growing and just creating a more fulfilling future for ourselves as well. So ultimately, this energy allows us to sort of like tap into our deep-rooted emotional psychological issues, and it can be scary to do so, triggering. We often numb ourselves with alcohol, drugs and other distractions, binge watching endless streaming shows online or listening to music just to distract ourselves. But this energy really encourages us to self-reflect, face our fears and embrace the process of the transformation, but this is the only way we can change our perspective and how we see the external world and what we accept in the external world as well. So Mercury also makes a semi-square to Mars, so Mars is involved in quite a lot of aspects today. So this is exact today and on the 6th of April at 8:47 a.m. and still going to influence us right up until about the 9th of April as well. So it can increase our mental flexibility, we can think more quickly and act more quickly as well. Our minds can become sharper, allowing us to analyse situations with more precision and just be more accurate in seeing what's going on and seeing the wood from the trees, sort of thing. Can make us more assertive as well, because Mercury's in Aries and Mars is in Aquarius, so it can give us that energy, with Mars being in Aquarius, to be more detached at looking at our problems and just going about healing them with more confidence and communicating with more confidence and conviction as well, standing up for ourselves. It allows us to think outside the box and supports us in tackling challenges that come our way. So our emotional, psychological triggers that and buttons that are pushed, this helps us to overcome that as well. But negatively, can make us more impatient, argumentative with others, and blowing things out of proportion. So it's important to take a step back and count to 10 before making hasty decisions and responding to other people as well. Try and just be diplomatic and use tact as well, but don't let others overstep your boundaries, but still don't add fuel to the fire and just make things 10 times worse. It can also make us more restless as well. So just try and channel this energy more positively. So maybe if you did some exercise or anything else that helps you burn off that excess energy as well. So it can also help us engage in intellectual debates, as it gives us more of the ability to think critically as well. And we may be, you know, formidable opponent in discussions as well. So if you need to stand up for yourself, this energy allows us to do so and express ourselves more authentically as well. Venus also makes a sextile to Pluto as well. So this is exact at 6:45 p.m. on the 6th, and that's to about the 8th and 9th. So Venus is in Pisces and Pluto is in Capricorn at this time as well. So again, it supports us transforming our emotions and thinking about what we value in our relationships and going after what we really want. Supports us in deepening our connections with ourselves and others, and for us to evolve emotionally as well. Also can make us more open to being intense and being more passionate. So great for date night and romantic relationships and stuff. We can just be very desireful and magnetized right now as well with Mars energy as well. So, you know, passion can be a great healer as well. Sometimes a good blowout sexually can help us repair this, but we can't rely on that all the time to repair this in our relationship. But you get what I'm saying. Negatively can bring up issues with control and manipulation. People can become more emotionally volatile as well. So it's essential to balance our emotions as well at this time, and just be more open-minded and listen to other people, and watch out for being possessive as well. The best use of this energy is to do what truly brings you joy within yourself and in your relationships. Explore your inner world as well, and just to shed patterns that no longer serve you, heal, go deeper into your connections, set boundaries and embrace your vulnerability as well. And the Sun also makes a semi-sextile to Jupiter as well. So yeah, that was the daily scopes for the 6th of April. Take care.